Dozens of people are reported dead in Pakistan after fierce fighting erupted today between militants and government soldiers in the volatile Swat Valley, a day after militants there abducted at least 25 police and paramilitary troops. Pakistan is facing increasing pressure to take more military action against Taliban and Al-Qaeda-linked militants in large swaths of its volatile northwest along the border with Afghanistan. The director of the Pakistan Institute of Policy Studies, Khalid Rahman, spoke with us about the situation.
I think the situation is very disturbing, and the lack of coordination between different government agencies is becoming very obvious now. And nobody actually knows that who is designing the whole thing on the part of the government, and that is creating a lot of confusion. As far as the peace deal is concerned, I think that was the right move, and it should have been pursued. But what is happening that while peace talks are going on, at the same time, attacks on Pakistani borders, attacks in Pakistani areas, that are taking place, and this is increasing the role of those who are trying to exploit the situation, whether they are in Swat or in any other part of the troubled areas. So the real need is to have a better coordination in the government agencies at the federal level, at the provincial level, and at the same time designing a strategy that is very comprehensive and not taking ad hoc type measures.
The Indian Army, meanwhile, is claiming that Pakistani soldiers violated the ceasefire in Kashmir today, shooting across the heavily fortified frontier in the Himalayan region for the second time in 3 days. The Indian Army spokesman in Kashmir says the Pakistanis opened fire just before noon and that Indian forces did not retaliate. The Pakistani Army's top spokesman, however, said the military had looked into the reports and found that no incident of firing had taken place. The alleged shooting comes after Indian and Pakistani soldiers traded gunfire for more than 12 hours between Monday night and Tuesday morning, the worst violation of a 2003 ceasefire agreement between the nuclear-armed neighbors. One Indian soldier and four Pakistanis were killed in that incident.